Super Typhoon Meggy dumped heavy rains over the Philippine capital on Tuesday after killing 10 people, creating a wasteland of fallen trees in the north, and sending thousands of people scrambling to safety in near-zero visibility. As it moved away from the Philippines, the strongest cyclone in years regained strength over the South China Sea, while heading toward China and Vietnam, where recent floods unrelated to the storm already have caused 30 deaths. Arnaldo Arcadio is the emergency program manager for Catholic Relief Services in the Philippines. He is currently in Benguet province and told Kelsey Brennan Wessels that the typhoon has caused extensive damage to houses, infrastructure, and crops.
Right now, during the lull moment, we are trying to see the situations of the people in the evacuation centers, the situation of the families, and then we are also looking at the farms so that we will know the situation there when they go back to their homes. We've just been to some evacuation centers for today, up to perhaps up to tomorrow. We feel that they will still not be going back because the rains are still strong, the wind is still strong, and the people fear that there may still be landslides and floods. So we feel that for today up to tomorrow, they might still not go back to their homes.
Can you tell me a bit about what they're feeling right now, what sort of conditions they're living in, and how they feel at this time?
Here in the Philippines, it's usual that families go to schools whenever there are, and use them as evacuation centers whenever there are typhoons and floods or landslides. So it's a place for evacuation. From what we saw today, there are areas where people are living in a, say, 60 square meter classroom. There are 10 families. That's around 50 people. And then in some areas, it's fairly okay. There are around 4 to 5 families in one classroom. Sometimes the local government or the village leaders bring them cooked food. Sometimes they need to cook the food by themselves. But the problem is in some of these evacuation centers, they don't have fuel, they don't have stoves, so they need to do something just to be able to cook for their families. There are still fears because of what happened last year, the strong typhoons last year. They still fear that it might happen again. So they did preemptive evacuation. So even before the typhoon hit the Benguet area, the Benguet province, they already evacuated to the safer places, to the schools. This area is mountainous, so it is very prone to landslides. We are looking at the livelihood, the farms here, the flower farms, the vegetable farms. They might have problems regarding their livelihood after the storm because the flowers may have been damaged, the vegetables may have been damaged, so they might have difficulties in marketing any of their products.
Now, what is Catholic Relief Services doing to help those affected, both in the short term and in the long term?
Even before the storm hit the area, we already went to this the province, the Benguet province here in northern Luzon. We wanted to assist the diocese in assessing the situation of the families, those at-risk communities. We wanted to assess the situation immediately after the typhoons. And then if there is a need to respond by giving materials, we are also coordinating with the parishes, the diocese, and then the local governments so that we may be efficient with any help or any materials that we will be giving. We will continue to assess the situation. Right now, we feel that the people in the northern Luzon will be needing help from many sources. They will be needing help for their food. They will be needing help for their livelihood. They will be needing help for the materials, for their shelters, for their houses. Because right now, we feel that we are just seeing what we are seeing right now are just slight damages, but that we feel that once we are able to access more areas, we will be seeing more damages and we will be hearing more people asking for help.